Time for our local hero spotlight with Jacob Nelson from CESA, the local hero folks, and Deanna Cook, who is, I think, ironically, a cookbook author. Deanna F. Cook, the best-selling author of the Cooking Class series, specifically cookbooks for kids. Before we get into what cooking and kids and local food is all about, was it your destiny to become a cookbook author with a name like that? I have, this is not a lie, my doctor's name is Dr. Jacqueline Hyde.
Oh, my.
My kid's doctor's name is Dr. Schatz, and you are Deanna F. Cook and are a cookbook author. So when did you know that this was going to be your destiny?
Well, you know, I grew up with the name Cook, and I realized I think I'm destined to cook. So from a very early age, I'm one of six kids, and all my siblings and I just loved cooking. My grandmother, Cook, loved to cook. I think just having that name really shaped me. And it continued, you know, through college. I worked as a chef during my summers. And then I also was really into writing as an English major. And I was like, I'm going to combine my interest of writing with my interest of cooking and my interest in kids. So I'm going to write kids' cookbooks. So here I am, many years later, with a whole bunch of children's cookbooks under my belt.
Cooking Class Global Feast. There is Food Faces Baking Class. Farmer's Market Activity Book, and I think the Farmer's Market Activity Book might be the one that is most pertinent for us, because while you are in Greensboro, Vermont, near the home of Bread and Puppet right now, you will be at Look Park in Florence coming up on Thursday, August 18th, where you'll be doing a free event with CESA, a cooking event for kids and their families. Deanna, what made you want to focus specifically on cooking and kids?
I think that I'm a kid at heart, for one thing. And also, I was an extremely picky eater growing up. I don't know if your kids are picky, Monty, but
I got my 9-year-old to try sardines and like all sorts of like smoked oysters. So I feel like I'm steering them in a good direction.
Wow,
disgusting fish.
Amazing.
Give it a try.
But, you know, I did like fresh peas when they were picked from the garden.
Yeah.
I liked to make my own scrambled eggs. Like, I was very into just wholesome, fresh garden food. And I think that's what kind of got me started.
Jacob from CESA, tell me a little bit about the Look Park event with Deanna that's coming up on Thursday, August 18th.
Sure thing, Monty. Yeah. So this is actually perfect timing for Deanna as well, because she has a new book coming out called Kids Cook Dinner. And one of the recipes from that book is going to be at the center of this event, this free event that CESA is putting on the 18th. It'll be at Look Park in Florence from 10 to noon. And this is a event geared towards elementary school kids and their families, obviously siblings older and younger as well. There'll be a cooking demonstration by Deanna. I think she's going to make some wonderful corn salsa with a bunch of ingredients from local farms around here. And then we'll also have Crooked Stick Pops in attendance. And they've made special for this event some strawberry watermelon punch mini pops. I don't know if either of you have had Crooked Stick Pops before, but they're delicious, made with a lot of fruit from local farms around here. And then Norse Farms will be there as well. They're one of the big berry producers in our region, and they'll have a bunch of different berries for people to sample, probably some old favorites and some interesting new ones as well, depending on what's ripe. I've heard of yellow raspberries.
Oh.
That's a new one for me. I'm curious what that is.
Yeah.
And we'll be right in between the splash pad and the playground. So it'll be a fun event. You know, at the center of it there is Deanna's recipe.
I'm super excited to participate in this fun food day at Look Park. What I'm going to be doing is actually demoing recipes, and the kids can come up and help. And we are going to make this wonderful corn salad, a salsa that uses lots of fresh local ingredients. And we're also going to be making some quesadillas. So I think it's going to be really fun. And kids, what I've noticed, just love cooking, and they're much more inclined to taste the food. You might say, oh, my kids don't really like salsa, or they're not going to want to come, but they will. Believe me, they'll have so much fun cutting up the ingredients and making the salsa, and they may even try it. And they may decide that they love salsa afterwards, which is my hope.
So what are the biggest obstacles that keep parents from encouraging their kids to start cooking? And what is the gateway recipe? Great way to introduce cooking to your kids. More with Kids Cookbook author Deanna F. Cook and Jacob Nelson from CESA. We're putting on an event encouraging kids to cook at Look Park later this month.
I love making biscuits with kids because it's basically Play-Doh that you can eat. And kids as young as two can make it. You know, you could even do it like in the high chair at the top, like get them to do patty cake. So I love biscuits. And then, you know, as they get older, that can become strawberry shortcake. And then in terms of savory foods, I actually do think salsa is a great beginner one because they can cut up the herb with kitchen scissors, you know, like kid scissors. They can use a plastic picnic knife to cut a cherry tomato in half. Those are great, really easy. Between biscuits and salsa, I think those are two of my favorites.
Then you get them going on the creme brulee. Here's how you light a propane torch. Speaking with Deanna F. Cook, who is the best-selling author of the Cooking Class series cookbook specifically geared towards kids, and Jacob Nelson from CISA, who is putting on an event with Deanna on Thursday, August 18th at Look Park, where kids can come and cook with Deanna, learn about cooking, the introduction of her new Kids Cook Dinner book. As a kid, I grew up in like an Italian-American household, so my grandmother did a lot of the cooking whenever we had big family events, all of the cooking with a little help from the aunts and uncles, mostly the aunts. My mom did all the cooking at home, and I basically never learned how to cook until I was a grown-up, and I still barely know how. My wife, however, has been great at instructing my kids and empowering them to cook even from when they were much younger. So now my teenage kids, each one of them picks a day of the week where they're making dinner, and even my nine-year-old is getting involved. What do you hear as a cookbook author making cookbooks for kids are some of the obstacles from starting that with kids, and why don't more parents encourage their kids to start cooking younger?
I think one of the biggest obstacles is the mess. So sometimes parents are like, oh my God, the mess. I don't want to deal with it. But I think that we as parents just need to kind of get over that and be like, okay, so life is messy. We got to pick up things, but get in there, let the kids try, let them fail. It's okay. You know, if the cookies come out lopsided, that happens. They can try it again. And a lot of problems in the kitchen can be fixed. So sometimes if you mess up, it's okay. You can fix it. It's also just fun. But I do think a lot of parents decide, oh, I can't really handle this, but I would just say get over it and enjoy and let them make a mess and get them to help clean up if you can, because they're so proud when they've made something. I don't know if your kids are, but they just feel good about themselves. You know, they're away from their computers for a little bit. They're in the flow of cooking. They're adding a little salt and pepper or some spice, and they're serving it, and they see everybody at the table saying, oh, this tastes so good. So it actually makes them feel good. It adds to their self-confidence, and it's just such an important life skill. So kudos to you and your wife for getting your kids started.
Mostly her. I'm the kind of one that's like, here, kids, you got to sit down and watch The Bear. So you know what restaurant life is really like in the hard Scrabble world of cooking.
Good morning, chefs.
And it's such a joy, I have to say, as a cookbook author, I get photographs of kids cooking in the kitchen that they share with me a lot. And you can see, you know, the smile, the pride when they hold it up. And the parents are always so thankful that their kids made them something instead of them having to cook for their children.
I know I am.
It's a mess, as you're saying. It's fun, as you're saying. It's definitely empowering, as both of you have said. And cooking is a wonderful gateway to just understanding both how to feed yourself and just seeing where food comes from. There's so many different places that it comes from, especially this time of year around here. It's a great time of year in a wonderful place in the world to help kids dive into the world of food, I think.
And you'll have a low-risk opportunity to do that for free with CISA and the cookbook author Deanna F. Cook on Thursday, August 18th at Look Park, 10 a.m. to noon. As I mentioned, it's free. It's right near the Splash Park, so if it happens to be a hot day, you can cool off right there as well. Let CISA clean up most of the mess from this particular event before you endeavor to do it in your own kitchen. Deanna F. Cook, cookbook author for kids, the author of the Cooking Class series, and Jacob Nelson from CISA, the local hero, folks. You can find out about all of our local heroes at buylocalfood.org.